how they're able to make equipment that could make it look like that.
So
that was cool. That, I mean, that was like a video game. It felt like you were playing Call of Duty, like from that angle, which was cool.
It's been done before. It was done at the end of the Doom movie. But for people that don't know, he was wearing basically a waist-strapped camera that he could point at himself and then whip it around to show, like, the angle towards the rest of the cast.
Like, from the gun's point of view.
The pew-pew.
They would call that a first-person pew-pew shooter.
Yes. FPS.
Yep.
I don't know. Look.
Josh,
much like,
I think you'll like it.
Sure I will.
Much like every other movie that we review, the reason that we all get along and the reason that we do this podcast is because we do not always agree. That being said, Ryan, I think you're just being contrarian with this take.
I'm not. I love Martin Lawrence, and I love Will Smith, and I love this series, and I hope that they continue the series. But it just was so... It just seemed so over the top, especially Martin Lawrence's character in this. Like, I love, like,
over the top for an action movie is exactly what you